Carlos, what are your overriding view of the games and the incident at the end with a potential penalty?
Well, first of all, let me give the congratulations to Shrewsbury. They run, they fight. I don't think we can say that deserve the win because the best team on the pitch was our team, but they fight. I must give the first feeling to them about the game. So. The incidents of the game, so we naturally we did 1-0 with the incidents of the game. They are a particular incident, of course, is because also you ask me is about in the extra time, and when the score was 2-2, it's an unbelievable penalty to know you, and the referee didn't see he saw the situation, he saw, because everybody saw it. So I don't understand why you don't give the penalty. And after, in the counter-attack, Shrewsbury the 3-2, and they go to the next round. So, but to us, it was a game that we put some players that are coming from longer recover. It was a game that it was important to them also to back to the competition. We want to go to the next round, of course. But this is not the main competition that we are inside. But as I told before, it's not excusable, of course, because you want to go to the next round. But this is football, and to me, it's very bad when the incident of the game is not correct. But this is the life, and this is football.
Is it disappointing because you were ahead on two occasions, 1-0 and 2-1, you didn't manage to maybe get the third goal earlier and kill them off?
Yes, we are inside the game all the time, we are with the game all the time, so the Shrewsbury play and well in counter-attack, they try to play in counter-attack, and but as you tell, we did our job with 2-1, 1-0 and after 2-1, we don't expect they can do the 2-2, and but in extra time we try again to to have the score, but okay, that incident and the last minute was crucial to the game, because with 2-2 we have a new game, but with 3-2 finished the competition to us. But this is football, so maybe the referee don't want to give the penalty, maybe I don't know what happened from him head, but maybe he saw something that everybody saw, I am sure, completely different. But okay, after a counter-attack they scored the 3-2, and it's something that for this competition, we must focus in the competition that we are in the championship now.
When people see that incident at the end, it will be very, very clear that was, I think everybody in the ground thought it was a penalty, and it's a big, big mistake, isn't it?
I think so. So the hard question is, you saw like me, you saw like everybody saw it, so I really didn't understand why you don't give the penalty. I don't understand, because he saw it. And there are more three referees that saw also that situation. So. I saw in the moment, felt like a big penalty. I saw now in the image to confirm, and absolutely sure that everybody saw it, and the referee saw it, so you don't want to give the penalty, so, but he saw it, absolutely sure.
Okay. The positive, Lewis McGugan, two goals, back in the side as well after a long break. It's good.
That's good, it's one of the good things that Lewis do a good game. He was with an injury. He came back to the training, he came back after the injury, he came back better. He did a game with under 21 to be more fit. And today he did a good game, it's good. But also some players like Bennett did the first game. Marco Matias, after a long stop, he play again. Michael Turner, the same. So this is the if you can consider it the positive things of the game, it's this.